Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now, we're learning more about the alleged Fort Dix terror plot, including that the six suspects were immigrants from Albania and that the three who were brothers come from a large family of immigrants that own about a dozen roofing companies in the New York area. We're going to learn more now about Albanian Americans in our area from Stacey Sullivan, the author of a book on Albanian Americans. She's quoted in the New York Times today. Stacey Sullivan, welcome to WNYC. Thanks so much for coming on short notice this morning.
My pleasure.
The quote of you in the Times says, or the description of what you said, says a handful of Islamic hardliners arrived in Kosovo after the American intervention there in the 90s and attempted to spread radical Islam, but you said they found little, if any, interest and that Albanians derisively dubbed them the pajama people. Talk about that.
All right. Well, the Albanians, I first should say that Albanians are divided between Kosovo, Albania, and Macedonia. And the Albanians that were charged in this plot were actually from Macedonia. But in any case, all of the Albanians are, it's a pretty secular group in all three of the regions. And they are predominantly Muslim, but about 70% Muslim, about 20% Catholic, and about 10% Eastern Orthodox. But that's not at all what governs the way they think. I mean, they're very clannish and very patriotic, and above all else, they are Albanian, certainly before they're Muslims.
How big is the Albanian-American community in the New York area?
It's hard to say exactly because a lot of the Albanian immigrants are here illegally and thus aren't counted in the census, but the Albanians estimate that it's around 250,000 in the tri-state area.
And people forget the U.S. went into Kosovo under President Clinton to protect ethnic Albanians from genocide by the Serbs, or put another way, to protect Albanian Muslims from genocide by Serbian Christians. Do you think that's the way most here see it?
Well, it's true that the United States led an intervention there, and it's true that they were being slaughtered. The Albanians in Kosovo were being slaughtered by the Serbs, and I should say that as a result of that intervention, the Albanians, especially in Kosovo, where the United States intervened, are the most pro-American people I've ever met anywhere in the world. I mean, when the United States was going into Iraq, Albanians in Kosovo were lining up at the U.S. office there to volunteer. There is a unit of Albanians from Albania serving in our coalition in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really, really pro-American population.
What would be a shame in that regard is if a lot of other people in our area started to look at this community as a whole with new suspicion.
Well, that's exactly right, and the Albanians here in New York are very well aware of this. And I went out yesterday to Brooklyn and was with a bunch of them, and they're absolutely shocked and ashamed. I mean, they say we worked for so many years to, you know, become friends with America. America intervened on our behalf. Ironically, a lot of the refugees from Kosovo who came to the United States went through Fort Dix and lived there for several weeks, and they're absolutely so ashamed and embarrassed and outraged.
And funny enough, I read that there was actually family strife between the father in the Duka family, which had, you know, the three brothers who were arrested, and at least one of the sons, because the son was too religious for the father. Did you know about that?
Yes, in fact, I talked to the Albanians in the community yesterday, and they said that some people from this family, it's a pretty big family, they say there's about 1,000 of them, and they all herald from this village in Macedonia called Debar. And they said that one of the guys that came over here to the U.S. in the 70s, who was a roofer, discovered radical Islam here in the United States, and they're pretty sure that he spread it to, you know, these kids. And they said that Albanians are very well organized and very sort of clannish in the United States. They have big weddings, and they said that at these weddings, this family would come and they would sort of sit off by themselves, and the women would be covered, and they were very much ostracized, and nobody really wanted anything to do with them. Having said that, they thought they were fairly harmless, and they didn't believe they're simply stunned.
And that derisive reference in the quote of you in the Times, pajama people, refers to the traditional clothing of the more observant Muslims?
Yeah, well, what happened is, well, two things. One is when the Albanians were waging their war against the Serbs, they were actually offered help by their Muslim brothers, and they didn't accept it. They said, no, that's not what we're fighting for. We don't want it. Part of it might have been that they were just really suspicious of outsiders. And then after the war, so the United States led a coalition that bombed for 78 days, and then, you know, much of Kosovo was destroyed, and after the war, there was a major rebuilding effort, and at that time, some Islamic countries offered assistance, and a lot of evangelists, if I can call them evangelists, came to Kosovo to try to spread Islam, and they were very much derided by the local population, which wanted nothing to do with it. I mean, you go to Kosovo, and the women are all wearing mini skirts, and you know, everybody drinks alcohol. That they're Muslim, and that they take off their shoes before they go in the house, and they don't eat pork. But that's about the extent of it. And they might go to mosque, you know, once or twice a year.
And
but that's about the extent of it.
The title of your book on Albanian Americans, I guess, is kind of ironic, at least on this day, Be Not Afraid, for You Have Sons in America.
Yeah, and the subtitle is How a Brooklyn Roofer Helped Lure the U.S. into the Kosovo War.
Really?
It's, I mean, my book is about a Brooklyn, a roofer who immigrated to the United States from Kosovo. And then, you know, made good, started his own roofing company, and then realized he wanted to help liberate his country and raised $30 million amongst the Albanian diaspora here in the United States. And then bought a whole bunch of weapons in the U.S. and shipped them over, sniper rifles, and shipped them over to Albania. So when I heard this story about a roofer and weapons, I
was... Wow, close to home. So, you know, people used to ask about the Koreans, why do they all own convenience stores? So why do they all become roofers?
Well, they're roofers and pizza guys. About half the pizza places in Manhattan are actually owned and run.
Yeah,
by
that's because Albanians could pass as Italian.
That's right, and often they'll change their name to, you know, Dino or Gino or.
And one of these guys was going by Tony.
Yeah, that's right. It's very, very common. And you walk into a pizza place, and there'll be a guy with an Italian name who's actually Albanian. As far as why they've gotten into roofing, you know, I think it's just, it's like anything else when you find a sort of, you know, an immigrant community of Hmong somewhere in California. I think, you know, a couple of guys came over and started working as roofers, and then they started companies, and then they brought over their cousins and their friends and their relatives, and they started working as roofers, and then it just expanded. So there's a lot of roofing companies and contracting companies in New York that are Albanian run.
Yeah, that's funny. You know, we have about 2 minutes left, and despite the overwhelming, almost aggressive pro-Americanism of the Albanian-American community and the Albanian community that you describe, nevertheless, this happened, and it involved six people. Now, of course, they're just charges at this point, and I want to, you know, emphasize that, and we have to let this go through the justice system and see if they were entrapped or whatever, but the... do you have new questions as a result of this, assuming for the moment that the charges are true, whether there is new interest in jihad in the Albanian Muslim community in this country because of the Iraq war, because of whatever?
I think that if anything, the Iraq war has actually made the Albanians more pro-American and more anti-Islam. I know that some of them last night
really?
Were telling me that they wanted to convert to Catholicism. They were saying, here's the answer, let's convert to Catholicism. I don't have new questions about the community becoming more religious. I have questions about this particular case. And as I understand it, only four of these guys were Albanian, and one of them had married into a Jordanian family.
Mm-hmm.
I can't emphasize enough that I really feel like this is an exception. I don't think this is a evidence of a growing trend in the Albanian community at all.
Stacey Sullivan is author of the book, Be Not Afraid, for You Have Sons in America. What was that subtitle again?
How a Brooklyn Roofer Helped Lure the U.S. into the Kosovo War.
Thank you for joining us.
Pleasure.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Family therapist Michael Gurian next. Stay with us. We'll be right back.